Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? World Cross LeVar, you live.
All right, can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool.
World Crush, you there?
It's not on mute.
It's on mute. Check your phone.
World Crush LeVar, you live.
Alrighty, well, let's try this again. This is your girl, Royal Crush Keisha, and you're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. Today is January the 21st. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
What's going on out there? Kind of delayed yourself, huh?
Huh?
I said you had a little audio problem.
Yes, it kind of kicked me off, but I'm glad I am here now, so I'm excited. Yeah. How are you doing today, sir? That's good. I'm glad you're well. So I'm super excited. We have a special guest that'll be coming up later on in the show. Keshawna K. So definitely looking forward to that because I've been listening to her music and I definitely like it. So I'm excited.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, but we can get into the first track of the day. This is the first track of the day. Then definitely we got a shout out to our special guest from last week, Jada Marie. Definitely was a good interview, and she definitely was funny, and really be looking forward to seeing to hearing her new music. But this is "I'm So Vicious" by Jada Marie.
I ain't so vicious, I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we valid, we come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it, we ain't playing no games, you can get it. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we valid, we come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it, we ain't playing no games, you can get it. I don't think they really wanna take no money. Squad tie a nigga up like Django. Ay, make a core run down when I say so. If you're thinking it's sweet like a mango. If you got money, maybe we can hang though. If not, you ain't talking my lingo. This squad tie the business lanes though. Got four in different colors, different angles. Got bars so you know that it's light now. This something I ain't even had to write down. Got a bus so these girls wanna fight now. But I can't cause I gotta take a flight now. In my town, they calling me princess. Cause my name hold weight like I've been pressed. Money is my only interest. If you ain't got money, I ain't impressed. I ain't so vicious, I ain't so vicious. That's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious. You know we valid, we come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. We ain't playing no games, you can get it. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we valid, we come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. We ain't playing no games, you can get it. Niggas time making money, so take it to eat. Squad running through the checks like athletes. I wake up looking like money. Every night I go to sleep on my Louis sheet. Couple bands that I spend on my jewelry. Niggas wearing fake chains, they ain't fooling me. I'm man, tell me what they gonna do with me. Gotta pop out the cut like, who is she? Heard shorty saying that she want trouble. Pulled up, oh, now you wanna mumble. Niggas say they in the field, but they fumble. They don't be where I be, they just bumble. Put some respect on my name and that's word to the gang. Better watch what you say. I just dropped smoke, got the smoke, so y'all niggas about to take two L's like Cool J. Put some respect on my name and that's word to the gang. Better watch what you say. I just dropped song, got the song, say y'all niggas about to take two L's like Cool J. About to take two L's like Cool J. I just dropped song, got the song, say y'all niggas about to take two L's like Cool J. I ain't so vicious, I ain't so vicious. That's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we bout it. We come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, I ain't so vicious. That's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. We ain't playing no games, you can get it. I ain't so vicious, I ain't so vicious. That's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we bout it. We come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, I ain't so vicious. That's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. We ain't playing no games, you can get it.
Alrighty, and we are back. Definitely like that joint that was I'm So Vicious by our special guest from last week, Jada Marie. I mean, like I was saying, definitely it's a funny interview. I'm so glad she was able to come on with us. But this is the next track of the day. This is Love's Meaning by our special guest for today, Keyshawna K.
If I only had one touch from you, there would be a pause. I think of you, it's like you opened up my heart. There can only be one you.
Alrighty. Alrighty, and we are back. I like that joint. That was Love's Meaning. Our special guest, Keyshawna K. I definitely like that. So, I don't know who else enjoyed the inauguration last night, but I definitely did. No, it ain't going to solve all of our problems in this country, but yesterday was definitely a good start. So, what you think, sir?
No, we're going to solve all the problems. Yeah, it's something better than what it was before. It can't get no worse.
Exactly.
From some of the stuff he's talking about and some of the stuff I've seen, it can't get no worse than what it has already been. So,
yeah, I think he's, you know, look, all you can do is try and, you know, see what happens. And on another note, I'm super excited about tonight. Finally, the versus battle, Ashanti and Alicia Keys. I mean,
really?
And, I know, right? That's what I was looking at. I was looking at her Instagram before we came back online. Ashanti and Keisha Cole. They didn't have to postpone it twice, so it better be going down tonight, because that is on my agenda.
But you know it might not be live, though.
I don't care. If it ain't, I don't care. But I think it is going to be live. There's no need to be playing no tape, and you ain't going to really be able to do that, because it's going to be on Instagram. I think it will be live, though.
Zoom call.
But I'm just excited about it. I've been waiting for it since December. Since December we've been waiting. Yes, I was posting all about it. That is on my agenda tonight while I'm cleaning out my refrigerator. That is what I'll be doing. Jamming. With a glass of wine. That is what I'll be doing. So.
Oh, okay. That should be fun.
Huh?
I said that sounds like interesting fun.
Yes. That is a great combination. That is what I'll be doing. So.
Well, I think Alicia Keys is better than all both of them. So, as far as entertaining.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, they do different of music, basically, you know. Alicia Keys, you know, she do a little up-tempo every now and then, but, you know, that's how, you know, like Ashanti started. You know, some up-tempo, something you can move to, so I'm excited. Because I was listening to both of them, so I'm ready. So I don't think we have any hands up. So let's get into this next track and hopefully we get some callers on the line. This is "What's Your Name" by Keyshawna K.
I thought you'd be different.
J-Fox.
Club high heels on dance line. Ain't
Definitely like that. That was What's Your Name? And I see we have some callers. Let's get to the first one.
470-779.
Yeah, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, yep, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Mr. Swag360 calling from Atlanta, but originally from Bronx, New York.
Okay.
What's up?
I mean, calling on, speaking, I'm about to, you know what I mean, talk my shit, if that's cool with y'all, that's cool with y'all?
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
All right, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Blackout Radio, you know what I mean, my guy Eddie Powell. I definitely want to, you know what I mean, promote my, I got a project coming by any means, and I got a video called Brand New Gun. That should drop it any day. That shit about to be crazy. And I definitely want to give y'all a hot 16 if I can do that.
Okay,
that's
the fact. I have to say something for y'all real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, I got this track called 100 Steppers. I got the track coming out, and I already got the remix on the way, so I'm going to try to spit this for y'all. See if I can remember the rest of it. All right, here we go. I said, I got 100 steppers with me, but bitch, I'm busting 50. If you approach me with that fuck shit, I'm going to beat you till you shitty. Every stepper with me stomping like me pledging. If they toss it around that bag, I'ma intercept it. Yo, bitch on my dick and balls. My name, whole weight, dinosaur. It's the god, big demigod. At your mouth like gauze. If you disrespect, you get stretched. Pussy walls, Uncle World, Mr. Uncut, come from a different cloth. Some light, you know what I mean? Something easy for the airwaves.
Okay. I'm feeling it. I'm with it.
Appreciate you. I'm trying to come crazy 2021, make a statement. You know what I'm saying? So definitely appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, you know, you're definitely welcome. And after what we all lived through and still living through, you know, you only have one life, so you got to, you know, try to make your statements and do your thing before it's all over.
Absolutely. I'm about to play with them 2021. And so I appreciate y'all having me on, and I'm going to keep tuning in.
I will definitely do that, and you know, you gotta send us some tracks off your new project so we can let our fans hear it.
For sure, and y'all can stay connected with me through Instagram and Twitter. They both the same handle: MR_SWAGG_360. And I'm gonna just keep dropping snippets to that video to a drop, keep the anticipation popping. You feel me? So we gonna make sure it's stay lit.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's up. Say your IG again.
So MR_SWAGG, another underscore, 360, Mr. Swag 360.
360. Okay. All right, I got you. All right, well, I'm going to definitely come follow you after the show.
All right, thank you so much. I'll follow back.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, well, thank you for calling in, and you be safe out there.
Not a problem, you too.
All right, let's get to the next one.
419-265.
Hey, Tony, one. Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey.
It's Tony Storm, man.
I like to call this year Tony One, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, I feel like my name being Tony Storm. You know what I'm saying? For obvious reasons, I feel like it's time. But how y'all doing though?
I am doing good. And yourself?
Oh man, I'm chilling like a villain, man. Sitting back. I was just working on some beats and stuff, and figured I might want to holler at y'all and try to promote a little bit. My Instagram is TonyStorm419. My YouTube is Tony Storm. My Facebook, you can search Tony Storm. Shit, I even got a LinkedIn. I think it's Tony Storm on there too. But it's like that, man. I'm trying to keep the shit moving, man. You know, it's really just progressive, man. What I try to stay is inspired and progressive. You know what I mean? If I can do them two things, then I feel like, you know what I'm saying, this music is gonna be a breeze. So try to stay progressive, stay inspired, man. You know. Y'all there?
Yeah, we're here. I was listening to you. Everything good?
Yeah. No, I took a little break, you know what I'm saying? Can I spit a couple bars for y'all?
Go ahead. Okay. Do your thing.
I got a song called These Days with my homeboy. Listen, man, it's not out yet, but you know what I'm saying? It'd be like, it's really pretty much about, like, you know what I'm saying, what we was feeling at the particular moment. But I come on my shit like, I'm not your regular fuck. I don't like regular fuck either. No settling up. I want my cheddar to bust ceilings. You ready or what? If it's a setup, I bust heaters. It's never enough. And bitches, Twitter, they unequal. COVID gets stronger and stronger every day. Let me play. Drinking and smoke that the motherfuckers could be dead today. The internet world corrupt. Vision is blurry. I shoot my shot like I'm Curry and leave this bitch in a hurry. Somebody call me for some dope. I just sent them a beat. The homie took a nigga strap for talking shit in the streets. Fell off in the strip club just to fuck with the bitches. Dancer had a mask on, but her customer didn't.
Okay.
I can't even go. My bad, man. I didn't mean to laugh at that shit, but it was funny to me because at the moment, it's like, hold up, cuz. You mean to tell me she busting her ass in your face, she got a whole mask on, and you throwing your money up there, but you got your ass in her face, or your face in her ass, but you don't have a mask on. I was dead, and I was laughing because the homie, he was, every time he had put the money up there to the chick, he was snatching his hand back like he was feeding an alligator or a tiger, and I was just dead. So, like, when I was writing one day, I was like, man, you got to say something about that shit, but I fucked up, though. That ain't really how I go. Like, at the end, I kind of messed up, man, but, you know, I appreciate y'all letting me get my shit off, man.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Yeah, man. Tony Storm 419, man, on Instagram. Tony Storm on YouTube with a Y, because T-O-N-Y, T-O-N-I is a female wrestler from, like, Brazil or some shit. Not that one. So search T-O-N-Y Storm on YouTube. It's on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? It's all over the place, man. And I'm working, but, you know what I'm saying, I got to stay busy in terms of learning because, like, it's a lot. It makes a lot more sense to know it yourself than to have to pay people. You know what I'm saying? So I got to get into all kinds of stuff. I plan on working on some video this year. You know what I'm saying? So, because I know visuals are very important.
Yeah.
And I appreciate y'all letting me spend my little 2 cents on this shit, man. That ain't really how it go at the end when I thought about, because it's real shit. You know what I'm saying? So for when I came across it, it was funny, and that's why I remembered it in my rap. But it was like, yo, man. She got a mask on, B. And you know what I'm saying? You don't. And it's like, yo, we all in this bitch, and I got my mask on, and she had her mask on, but your face is in the place, but you don't got no mask on, B. I'm like, ah, shit, I got to put that in a wrap. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's going down out here, though, man. It's going down, man. I'm just hoping that we can continue to make music, continue to spread love, and do what we do. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I appreciate y'all time, man. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, you too, definitely. Thank you for always supporting, and you have a good day.
No doubt.
You be safe out there.
Yes, ma'am. Peace.
All right. Let's get to the next one.
All right. We got 313-799.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Jay Park, AUMG, Seattle the Soul. and just wanted to let y'all know about a project that the homie Fernando, a.k.a. Duruzura, from the Netherlands put together. It's called Brah, and it features me and a rapper, a female rapper from the Dominican Republic called La Baby La Jefa, and also another cat named John Tarifa from Albania / the Netherlands, dope rapper, and another dope rapper from Latin America. His name is Empirical 507. So yeah, it's a little, you know, project for the fans and for hip hop, and it's crazy because there's, you know, there's a bunch of different languages, bunch of different flows, bunch of different styles, all on a dope beat, produced by, you know, Gruzura. So man, make sure you check it out. Much love, AOMG. Peace.
Yeah. Okay. Well, definitely. Thanks for calling in. Hello. He hung up. All right.
Music in the background. I was wondering where music came from.
Yeah. Let's get to the next one.
810-535. You're live.
Everybody, this is Jasmine Sade. If you don't know me. I don't really care. This is for that video, Soulja Boy talking, claiming that Nas killed hip hop by saying hip hop is dead. That makes no sense. That's like me saying the world is gonna end in 2 hours. That's just not gonna become. That's fucking stupid. Make some sense, you dumb ass bastard. I'm sorry for cursing because I don't even swear this much, but I strongly dislike Soulja Boy and his music. Nas comes out with good songs that have meaningful lyrics, or if not, it's a good song. His lyrics are hot. Like, listen to Nas' song, you love him. Listen to Soulja Boy. Think about it. He has to come out with a catchphrase and a dance. You. And then he came out with what? Soulja Girl dance. And he came out with a Soulja Boy. Come on. And he always says, Soulja Boy, tell him. I haven't heard what the fuck he's trying to tell people. Because Soulja Boy, tell him. Tell him what? What the fuck are you saying? Like, come on. Get a life, please. I'm sorry. Yes. So, for swearing this much. But Soulja Boy needs to go in a corner and... end of the earth and just drop dead, because he killed hip-hop by coming out. Being alive right now is killing hip-hop. He doesn't know that, but he's killing hip-hop by being alive. So he needs to die, or he needs to just stop completely, because he really sucks. I don't care that he's on the radio. It's kids, basically. If you think about all the kids that are dancing, it's the beats. The beats are good. That's not, like, yeah, okay, the beats are good because you can dance to them. If you, as long as you got a beat that's hot and everybody can dance to them, really, people don't even care about the lyrics. Like, people that like good songs and are about hip-hop, they care about lyrics. And Soulja Boy killed hip-hop the second he came out, the second he made a drop. He thinks he's internet famous. There's a bunch of people that are internet famous. You are not the only person. Stop being so cocky when you have nothing to back up on. Would you come out with YouTube? Chris Crocker, he's way more famous than you, and I would definitely rather be with Chris Crocker at this moment or listen to him sing a fucking song, listen to Soulja Boy say you on a motherfucking trap one more damn time. Because if I hear that nigga say you or turn my swag on or anything, Marco Polo, I will fucking kill myself.
Soulja
and I'm
Boy
so serious.
Sorry
I had to swear this much. Jasmine Sade, I never said I hate anybody, but I seriously hate Soulja Boy and his music. And if someone ever put Soulja Boy music on my MP3 or anything, I would bust it open, buy a new one, maybe kill the person that did it, because Soulja Boy's lyrics are so useless, unmeaningful, and dumb that
you have any music coming out?
And rap
you want to promote your music?
Because it's pathetic. And that
hey. You. Hello?
Yeah, I guess he dropped out too.
Yeah, he's, I think he don't like Soulja Boy, I see.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. That was interesting. Let's get to
that's
another
a female.
Caller,
it wasn't
we'll,
he. It was a, I think that was a female.
Then we'll get another track on.
Do the shooting. All
right. Say it again.
I said, let's get another caller on. Then we'll go to another track.
All right, we got 267975.
Man, I'm gonna get my new shit. I know what time it is. This is me and my dog Benji. Go get that. I know what time it is. Stop playing. Go get that new music. Stop playing. It's Bahumu Speed. Y'all don't go down all over there. That new shit is wicked. You hear me? Talking reckless on there.
Hold on, take your name. Where you from?
And I still got the balls, too. I'm gonna roll up right now. It's beyond me. That new shit, wicked!
Well, download my new shit. Out now. Hottest shit in the streets right now. Quit playing. You're turning the streets upside down right now, good buddy. Go get that. Go get that. That real street talk. Go get that. Go get that street talk. Quit playing. I'm talking wild to niggas on there. I know what time it is with me, bucko. Go get that. Go download that. Me and my dog, Benji Blue. I done dropped the clip for so long here. Go get that new.
Hello.
Yeah, I brought some more.
That was another. Yeah, let's. I'm going to skip a track. Let's go to About to Go Up by D-Boy featuring featuring CR.
And I'm actually in the video.
Yeah, yes. I got you, D. I see what you're saying. Sponsoring all the bad bitches, man.
It's go season.
All the women love me by the way I say too. Anything you can vision, I'ma do it for you. Don't want to blur up your vision, I'm just throwing the hoop. Timmy Turner, let me show you the proof. Beamer, Benz, and Bentley, girl, I owe you the truth. I'm a real D-boy, so I come with the coup. Play with many women hearts since I came off the stoop. But all my foolish ways, I'ma change them for you. Money don't change, steady cash or the loose. So I'm grinding full time, breaking bread with the crew. Pull up on the ad with your shorty in the coupe. Pull up on the whip, unannounced, I'ma shoot.
Alrighty, I definitely like that joint. And yes, Lavoy is Mr. My co-host is in the video, so I'm gonna stick that on my I'm gonna stick it on my Facebook page after the show, so y'all can see him in the back trying to dance.
It's all right. We made BET. I'm on BET.
Yeah, but
that's my third video. I'm on three videos. Charlene Baltimore, the first video I was in.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And shout out D-Boy the Dome for the next video. Then I got another one coming out.
Okay.
I'm going up.
Yeah, all right. Okay, sir. Don't get too above you, you know. Don't get too excited.
Well, we may be E.T.
Yep. I'm at the Pet Booth, and I'm on my page. The one with Lean as well, because I like that song. That's my girl, too. Definitely. Shout out Lean Baltimore.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. I gotta, gotta put that on my Facebook page. Definitely. I'm only thinking about that. Yeah. Might send like here a track of hers to get on later on in the show. But yes, we can get to, let's get to the next caller.
615-554.
Hello.
Hello, say your name, where you from? Hello, say your name, where you from?
615-554, you lie. 810-835.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's Carlito 810 from Flint, Michigan.
Hey,
Carlito.
What's up with y'all? How y'all doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's 37 degrees, so, you know, I got my shorts and my tank top on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, in Michigan, that's hot. I ain't really got my shorts and tank top on. I was being facetious. I was saying, you know, it's a warm day. I'm saying it's a warm day at 37. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we look forward to these days in the winter.
Yeah, I got you. I thought you said 77.
Yeah, no, 37, because yesterday was like 19. And I had to work in that shit. So, you know, so I said I'm celebrating 30. I ain't working today, but it's 37 outside. I'm celebrating with my shorts and my tank top. But I was being funny, because I still got on, you know, my lumberjack and all that. With the hat to match,
okay.
You know. So,
yes, because we don't need you getting no cold.
No. You know,
you got that other stuff.
Got that roll. You don't think you got that roll?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
but, you know, I got the red and black lumberjack.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
People acting all kinds of crazy, thinking people got that stuff.
I got asthma, so, you know, I still cough a little bit, so I try to hold it in the store till I get outside. Don't nobody think I got that roll.
Yeah.
So how's it in Baltimore?
It's good.
Well, we doing good.
So
I'm trying to figure out. Somebody just hit that jackpot. So I'm trying to figure out if it's one of my friends, because, you know, I'm having a hard time.
It's from Baltimore? They hit the Mega Millions?
Yes, man. It's like $731 million. My aunt be texting me talking about, make sure you play that Mega Million. She ain't texting me now, so I don't know. I might have to see if all turned in one. It's
they said Maryland, though. I don't know.
They said Maryland,
yeah,
but you know, most people that we don't buy the tickets like close to our home, so I don't know. I'm trying to see. If I know them.
It's all fixed.
Man, I hope you do.
It's all fixed to me.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I got a Cash App, too. You know what I'm saying? You get that for about $5 million, you got to beg your brother. Little something, you get $5 million. You got to break your brother off a little something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, you know,
right.
I just feel
that
like
kind of money. You got to take that.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to take a lump sum or what.
I mean, why not? You should. I mean, okay, look. The whole thing is, if you don't take the lump sum, they're going to pay you over years. You don't know how the hell. You don't know how long you're going to live. So if you don't collect
know,
all the
no.
money, what am I?
But let me tell you. You ever seen that? Have you ever seen them shows? Like the one talking about the lottery, like I watched that before, and some people their lives be falling apart after they be winning that lottery.
That's because they don't do it right. They get it and go crazy because they never had money before, never seen money before. So they get it and they just do, I mean, outlandish stuff. I mean, you know, and a lot of it be drug-oriented. You know, they be doing the best of the drugs and drinking and all that. You got to still, you get money like that, you got to still live your life the way you live it, just on a different level. You got to be the same person because when you change, then you lose yourself, and then you don't even know who you are. Then you just out here with some money, not knowing who you are. You headed for a downfall.
And
this, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. But this is 31.1 million.
So the payout probably going to be like 400 million. Why not?
Yes. So, yeah.
Why not?
This much, yes, I'm going to take that payout.
Why not?
It ain't even ours, but oh yeah.
And you already paid. And
in
you
my,
already paid the.
In my fantasy,
and you already paid the taxes.
Living on the beach.
And look. When you take the payout, you already paid the taxes.
Well, they can hear that. Like
you know what I'm saying?
Taxes.
When you don't get the payout, you're responsible for the taxes. So you got to make sure you got to pay all that. Then the interest accrue, and a lot of the mugs, you know, it's crazy. I mean, it's a blessing, but it could be a curse. But it's depending on the person that gets it. The person that gets it got to be ready to receive the blessing that they get, but then they got to also pass on the blessings in an abundance, or the blessings won't last. So that's where people get it misconstrued. The Lord bless you because He blesses every day. You know, just like yesterday, I was working in a clean apartment, so one of my jobs, the lady had to move out. She was by herself. I'm working. I'm trying to go home. She stopped me. She's like, hey, could you help me? I'm like, sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, and I talked about God the whole time. Like, you know, God. She's like, oh, I can't believe you. I said, God, you never know what God has for you. But when He does have something for you, you got to take that. You got to take that to heart, and you got to act upon it. Because we all move through blessings. People understand that's the number one thing we move through. Through the air, through your health, through you breathing, through you seeing, through you talking. It's all through blessings. Because you ain't got to be here. Somebody else that you know ain't here. You know what I mean?
Very true.
It was their time. So if you here, that's a blessing. Every day is a blessing. So you have to treat it like that. Whether you got money, whether you broke, whatever. Because if you broke, you still can get money. It's that simple.
So true, homie.
It's that simple. We follow these life principles, and we would have these problems. The problems become because we're so self-centered and self-serving. It ain't about self. It's about outside of self. It's about everything else around you. It ain't about self. Because self won't be here one day. Then what? So how is self so important if it's not going to even be here one day? So look. Carly the Way 1-0, Born Identity out right now. Born Ultimatum out right now. Def OJ out right now. The movie Born Ultimatum is out right now. Go to YouTube. Carly the Way 1-0 everywhere. Carlos Carlito Johnson on Facebook. Carly the Way 1 Twitter. Carly the Way 1-0 Instagram. So then I'll call y'all next week.
All right, homie.
So
let's definitely
let other people get
thank
in. I'm going to take
dropping,
my time up.
Dropping some wisdom on us.
That's what I'm here for. That's why I'm here for, to drop wisdom and knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge is supreme, right? For real. Shout out to Black Tears. Shout out to you. Hey, yo, Keish. Shout out to you. Shout out to LeVar. Shout out to Ann Jules. Shout out to OMF. Shout out to everybody. Princess New Hood. Shout out to everybody, man. You know, I love y'all, man. Blackout Radio has always been my second home, so, you know.
Just
wanted to tell y'all, give y'all the love that y'all deserve. You feel me?
Yes, well, definitely. Thank you, homie.
For sure. I'll call y'all next week if I ain't working.
All right. I'll talk to you later. You be safe out there.
All right. See y'all later. All right. For sure. Right. Y'all be safe also.
You too. All right. All righty. Well, we're going to get this next track on. It is Lost Dignity by 3Dice.
Thank you. I introduce you, if I say who you are, I don't think anyone will stay for dinner.
The lost indigenous left indigenous with the aborigine encoded showing out my fucking pigment. But the history shows us different, like news, how we living here. While they contribute is prep it up with contracts, how we get it hit. Drugs and guns over information just for a couple dollars, just to put food up on the table. It's hard to get ahead when 9 to 5s look around and temp agencies give a chance. But a couple month contract, if not higher, don't keep a pocket fed. Trying to put something away for self, grab a bar of gold, put money in markets, start investing before they system fade. Bro, I always said the more you know, the reason why they hate, cause the knowledge you bring up is something that they always fear. Cultivating season, the leaders no longer stuck to procedures of being dead or in jail, how they perceive it. When scholars to their kings, building empires out of nations, giving information, no advisors taking where they see it. Listen, I plead no religion, cause I seen the devil in a Catholic and these masses beat the slaves and the Christians. Soaking up our knowledge, wiping books of our beginning. Segregated by color, left to see how they intended. Unhonored and always mentioned. Making sure they every action and they recollection is something we find offense. When letters to the president still show no attention. Still harassed by the badges supposed to serve and protect us. Fuck they forefathers, bro, we left so neglected. Flames to they flag, fuck everything they lecture. Money do provide a child, but also do a lesson.
Money do provide a job, but also do a lesson.
You're all the war every day, building to a testament. Out of something positive, never have no aggression in it. My words are the bullet and I am the weapon in it. No hidden intention, just my original, so different in it. Does what it's supposed to, mine ivory like the coastal. A knowledge gone postal like a bullet, it encoach you. Intention not to kill, but like a rebirth and coats you. Something like a dad with more CBD than THC. To help them create my Creole like Tucson, taking a revolutionary upscale to our evolutionary mind, giving back like a rebate. How you understand genocide till you wanna keep hate? Envious off the food off the plate where he ate. No MAGA hat can capsize the anti in my mind gate. What I spoke today was probably better than the last. Invested where some find greatness in some racks. I used to pave out success within my path till I made my own lane and it was only in my grass. I tried to seize the day but then got wound up in the thorns. Not how easy it was for her to drop it in my lap. Look, I plead no religion, cause I seen the devil in a Catholic and these masses beat the slaves and the Christians. Soaking up our knowledge, wiping books of our beginning. Segregated by color, left to see how they intended. Baptized in corrupted water in need of purification. The mixing they control does away with our concentration. They give us tips of freedom, pull it back and still we smile. Hold up, something different about this Kool-Aid. Niggas want the juice, digested metals, nigga, too. Celebrating the death of our leaders, not the action, hooray. Raising a place for dominant minds, they never parade. Open the words that I speak, they would spread like a puree. How you label me, nigga? The fuck like you ain't. Then got the nerve to want me to respect how you think. When I'm thinking like Malcolm when he came back from Mecca with the same belief, just a different way to go and live it. Like Huey P. and the Panthers before they fell up off their pivot. Our neighborhoods terrorized by a bunch of white supremacists. The uprising and the black gangs that was left here to defend it. We got lost up in an image. They reversed the situation. We got caught up in their gimmicks. Slave within our children. Can't deprive the way I'm feeling like they do away with killings. When they point fingers at ISIS, but they teach us in history books how the Muslims were massacred by the Christians. I plead no religion.
Oh, I like that. All right, and we are back. I definitely like that joint. Shout out to Three Dice. I like that one. Lost Dignity. Definitely. Let's see. We got another caller before.
No hands right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, definitely. Hopefully, everything is all right with our special guest who was supposed to be on the show today. Touch base with her, the other day on IG. So, I'm hoping everything is all right with her. But if you want to know how you can get your music heard on the show, schedule an interview for the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG. Or you can hit up my co-host at Mr. Lento that on IG as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely was a good show today.
some new and interesting callers, you know, which is always good, definitely.
Yeah, it's been a good show.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to next week. You know, we'll be back some new tracks, no guests for next week, but so we'll be
I think we'll be taking some. We may have a guest next week.
All right. Well, definitely. Well, yeah, because we can make that work. But we definitely got some great shows coming up a couple weeks from now. We got some great shows. We got Fleetwood coming back. We got a new author just hit. She is from Texas. So we definitely got some great people coming up on the show in the next couple of weeks, so super excited, looking forward to it, because her book, the author book, does look good, and I watched the trailer that Fleetwood sent us for, his new documentary, Gimme Mine, and that definitely looks good as well, so excited about those two, so I can't wait. Definitely can't wait to see what else we'll be having coming up in a little bit, but let's get on. We're gonna get on this last track of the day. This is "You'll Be Good."
Hey.
That you need me, you say you love me, appreciate me, but I don't wanna lead you on. I know I can't complain, and I don't wanna take the love you have for me in vain. Searching for when I walk out the open door, I'm sure someone will come and give you more. Cause
you'll be good.
Change, but I'm in need of something different.
Who is she talking with?
Alrighty, so we are back. That was You'll Be Good. I like that joint. And we're definitely going to try to get our special guest back on the show, because I'm definitely feeling her tracks. So we definitely want to, you know, see what else she has in store for us out here. Because I'm, you know, R&B is my joint. So definitely be looking forward to it. All right, sir. Any last words?
Nope. Not really. It was a good show. Like I said.
Yes, it definitely was. Busy, busy night. But, you know, let's just, you know, be kind to one another. Continue, you know, staying safe. I hope everyone is being safe. And like I said, it was a great inauguration yesterday, but, you know, it will not solve all of our problems. Still a lot that we need to get done. And hopefully we'll be doing in the future. But I am just, you know, looking forward to seeing some people one day, hopefully soon. But again, you know, let's stay kind to one another. Let's continue good health, and y'all continue being safe out there. And I know we won't get the whole track on, but while we're getting out here, shout out to our special guest from last week again, and play I'm So Vicious one more time.
I'm so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we bout it. We come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. We ain't playing no games, you can get it. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we bout it. We come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. We ain't playing no games, you can get it. I don't think they really wanna take no money. Squad tie a nigga up like Django. Ay. Make a core run down when I say so. If you're thinking it's sweet like a mango. If you got money, maybe we can hang though. If not, you ain't talking my lingo. This squad tie the business lingo. Got four in different colors, different angles.